Talk to me. WSRadio.com.
Welcome to Comics Talk Comedy with your hosts, Jeffrey Bilodeau and Jesse Egan.
All right. Another week of Comics Talk Comedy. Yeah. Jesse's in studio.
Good to see you, Jeff.
So rare to have you back here.
Nice to see you. They're not going to hear that little empty spot there.
We'll edit it out.
Okay, hoping we could put a quick witch plug in there.
Didn't have time for the
witch
this witch week.
So he filled that space with a little, it was very tender.
Days
very
of
mild.
Our Lives. Yes, it was kind of like a soap opera.
Nice.
Background music.
Should have that throughout the whole interview.
So how you been?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Good.
We had a good Halloween show last night. That was fun.
Yeah, it was fun. We did each other's sets.
Yeah, I did his act, and he did mine.
I did your little skits.
Yeah, you did mine a lot more insultingly than I did yours, but still, it was quite condescending. But I realize how bad my act is now. So
Good. I don't think that.
No, I thought it was good. I thought Crosby and Cameron were really funny as each other.
Yeah.
Screaming and laughing and...
Yeah, a lot of woos.
That was hilarious.
Yeah,
it was a good time.
It was a fun time. Did you do any shows this week?
I had a couple shows this week. What did you do? You had the store?
I just did Wednesday. I worked Thursday night, so I did the store on Wednesday.
Okay.
It was about 8 people there.
Okay, I did Comedy Juice on Wednesday.
Oh, how was that?
It was good. I mean, it was a little light, but, it was pretty good.
More than 8 people?
It was more than 8 people. But, that was pretty fun.
How much time did you do?
Oh, I think 8, 10 minutes, something like that. I think it was like 8 or 10.
So it was pretty, you went up early?
I went up in the middle somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who was the headliner?
It was, Friesen. Don Friesen was his name.
I don't know.
Funny guy. But there was, it was a good lineup on there, so that was fun. And what else? Monday, I started taking an acting class. There's Acting for Comedians is this class.
Who's teaching?
So, this actress lady. That's her full name.
This actress lady.
I just raised my hand and say, hey, Miss Actress Lady.
Why are you taking it?
I just think it's fun. Oh. Something different,
How much was it?
It's like $160 for the class.
How many weeks?
It is four weeks.
Okay.
So
this was the first
2-hour classes. I've taken two classes so far.
Okay.
But it's fun. I like the acting thing. I haven't done any acting since college, so it's kind of fun. I think maybe I should get more into that.
Are there any other comedians in the class?
There are several comedians in there. I don't know if Mr. Daniel Bublitz.
Yeah, I know him.
Whose very first acting scene that he got paired up with someone and they gave him an acting scene that was like, the character's wife leaves him, or like, he's got to do. He's like, oh, great, thanks. And it's like,
did he nail that part?
He was amazing.
Yeah.
So unfair that he gets that. I mean, we're all looking at him like, I can't believe this is the scene he has to do.
Yeah.
And he has to memorize it and come back and do it again. So
that's fun.
He didn't protest that.
No.
But yeah, Zoltan's in it, and Dustin, a few other people in it. Maze is in it. And, so it's fun. It's not a big
class. Where did you even find out about it?
It was posted on that page, the San Diego Comedians page, a long time ago, that there was going to be a class Acting for Comedians, and Dustin reminded me that he was going to do it, so I called and signed up for it. I thought it would be a fun thing to do. So, that'll be over soon, but I like it. Maybe if it's going again, I'll let you guys know, and if anybody wants to
I'm not
going to
do it.
No? Okay.
Don't let me know.
All right, I won't.
Please don't.
I won't let you know.
I know how to act.
Okay. Well, it was fun.
I had a good run.
Other than that, I had a trip to Yuma, Arizona with Bijan and
how was that
Brandon.
Show?
Well, that was exciting. Hey, let me paint you a picture of this show.
Paint it.
So these people have been there all day from like 9 a.m. It's a church clean function for recovering addicts, and their children. They're many, many children. It's outdoors. There's no light, and we're following Christian rap.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Now go for it.
Paid gig, I take it?
Paid gig. They put us in a hotel, which was really nice. That was the most fun.
That was the payment, or?
No, they paid us a little bit. We got to stay in a hotel, and we went to Cracker Barrel 3 times.
In
2 days. That's a lot of what to do in Yuma, is to go to Cracker Barrel.
Mm.
And we saw Keanu Reeves' movie, which was pretty awesome.
Nice.
So that was really
what
fun.
What is that movie?
John Wick.
Ah, was it good? I heard
it's hilarious.
I thought it It's not a drop.
It's not supposed to be hilarious. But, I mean, the plot is basically they kill his dog, and then he murders, like, everyone on Earth over this dog.
Ah.
So it's pretty awesome.
So it's like Taken, but with a dog.
It's Taken, yeah. Which is weird, because at the beginning you think it's because his wife dies. They're like, you know, they have him flashback with his wife dying, and you're like, oh, okay, I get it. You know, they kill his wife, and then whatever. But then it's like, no, she was just sick. She just died, and then she posthumously somehow sends him a dog, which he owns for like 12 seconds in the movie. They kill the dog, and then he freaks out. And
why do they kill the dog? I guess it doesn't matter.
You know, it's not worth... You should see it, though, because it's...
I won't.
It's hilarious. I'll let you know when...
You're trying to bring me on to a lot of adventures.
Anything,
today.
Yeah. Acting, movies. You want to go outside later? I can show you the outer... No,
I'm not a big outside.
Don't let you know about that?
Okay. Yeah. Well, I guess without further ado, we'll bring in our guest this week.
All right.
Matt Louvre.
Hello.
Le Louvre.
Yeah.
Is that French?
Believe it or not, it's not French. It's actually Danish.
Oh, okay.
Danish. So are you Danish?
I think technically I'm some kind of mongrel white person. I don't know.
Okay.
A little bit of everything.
What are your parents?
Mongrel.
Cool.
Cool parents.
Cool.
My
white
parents are cool.
Whiteparents.com. I don't know.
Is that your website?
Yeah.
Cool white parents.
Cool white parents.
Cool white parents in the front butt.com. If anyone knows that reference.
My mom is half Sicilian and my dad is something or other. I think German.
Do you know your parents?
I've met them.
Okay. He heard they're cool.
He just knows they're cool. He doesn't know much about them, but they're just.
I really have just never cared about
your
my
parents?
Ethnic heritage much.
Because you're white, and so it's...
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You know,
you already hit the lottery ticket, so you're good to go.
Yeah.
Right. Why dig any deeper? Sicilian? No, let's not bring that up.
Right.
Yeah.
So did you do any shows this week?
I think I did the ACC open mic, and that was it.
How was that?
It was amazing.
Well, you did the store, too. He's the newest.
I'm the new guy.
The newest member.
They brought on three new people.
Who are the three people?
Matt Louvre.
Matt Louvre.
Dante Cordova.
Cordova.
And Hassan Ahmad.
Okay. Very young fellas.
Yeah.
Are you the youngest? Are you the oldest of that bunch?
I'm 27.
Okay.
So
probably,
maybe.
Yeah. I think the other guys are 12.
22, yeah.
Oh, 22, okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. So the young bucks are taking over, and they're in there to push you out, right?
Probably. They want to fire me soon.
So you're his replacement?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's Jeff 2.0, I guess.
Here's what you got to do. Glasses, shave the beard, start drinking.
I have glasses,
and
I can start drinking again.
All right.
Are you sober?
I am sober. I actually...
You'll never replace Jeff at this rate. You discovered what?
I'm allergic to alcohol, it turns out.
Really?
Wow.
I think that's my suspicion. When I drink alcohol, I get this heart arrhythmia.
Okay, that's funny.
It's a fun topic for
I'm allergic to salad, so that's a weird coincidence that we both have.
That's a joke, right?
No, it's
so you haven't been diagnosed? You just assume?
When I drink, my body shuts down and my heart stops working. So, yeah, I assume something is wrong.
Yeah, that's not good at all.
Over here.
Yeah.
So that's a weird reaction. So is there any medium, like something that happens before that, or just immediately your heart just shits itself?
I start punching myself in the chest really hard
in
blind
right?
rage, and I think that's what triggers it.
Is that how you order drinks? He needs another round, or he's dying.
Yeah.
One of the two.
That's gotta be tough. So, how long have you not had a drink?
For like a few months at this point.
Oh,
really? I can drink. It's not like I am in peril or.
You don't have a near-death experience every time you have a beer?
No. It's just uncomfortable.
But fun to watch, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So. What do you think about that, Jeff?
I don't know.
You could use that
I wish
disease.
I could get that disease.
You could give him an infusion of your blood.
Can you pass on that disease
right.
to me?
We can try.
Yeah. That's fun.
Anything else you're allergic to violently like that?
No.
Okay. Just that. That's amazing.
I wouldn't call it a violent allergy. But
no? Just enough to kill you. That's not.
It can't kill me. It's just uncomfortable. You know, it's just a bad feeling.
Okay.
So how long did you drink until you realized, hey, this is probably not good for me?
Since age 20.
Okay.
Constantly until that point.
And you had the pain immediately or did it just...
No, that onset about a year ago. I just started getting the weird heart thing and I kind of slowly pieced it together that it was the alcohol.
It's kind of interesting, because you don't get an allergy, do you?
I don't know.
Is that something
I don't
kind
know
of
exactly
intolerant to milk now. I didn't have that before. I don't know, so maybe you can develop this stuff. Maybe you drink enough milk and you get bad milk. He drank enough booze. Maybe if you just keep drinking, Jeff.
Trust me, I would have it by
now. You'd have it by now, for sure.
If that was a thing you could have. So you're back in San Diego for how long now?
I've been back for maybe 3 months at this point.
Okay. What brought you back?
Money.
Where were you?
San Francisco.
San Francisco.
I was up in San Francisco.
Okay.
I've been there for about 4 years. I had two jobs. I got fired from one of them on 24 hours notice.
What job was that?
I was working for this company called Link TV, and they were producing a web series documentary called Stand Up Planet.
Mm.
And I was a production assistant on that show, which meant I did a lot of writing and web design and et cetera.
And that was in San Francisco?
That was in San Francisco.
Okay. And then they just...
Why'd they fire you?
They wanted a drink with him. And
yeah. They were weirded out by the drinking thing. No, they were just downsizing, meaning failing as a company.
Yeah.
And relocating the entire office to L.A., and I didn't make the cut.
So is that why you came back? You got downsized out of that?
Yeah, and just generally, I felt like my time in San Francisco was...
Do you know Miles Kay?
Yeah, I know Miles.
Ah, yeah.
Good guy.
He was on a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Who's the Native American gay comedian you said is up there? He's the king of San Francisco, is that right?
The king of San Francisco.
I think he'll be the queen.
Charlie Ballard.
Charlie Ballard.
Yeah.
He runs things up there?
He runs.
Did he run you
scene.
Out of town? Is that the truth?
Yeah, he mean mugged me all the way to the airport.
All right. Well, we got to go to break. We got more with Matt Louvre.
Le Louvre.
Coming back. You're listening to WSRadio.com, the worldwide leader in talk. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Bye. Oh, really went short.
That was quick.
Yeah.
Really.
All right. 3 minutes. Bye.
Very fast.
Talk to me. WSRadio.com.
Welcome to Comics Talk Comedy with your hosts, Jeffrey Bilodeau and Jesse Egan.
Oh, we're back.
Oh, hey. Are we?
Yeah. Yeah.
There we are.
We are good
so
to
bad.
Go.
Nice.
GTG. So, Matt, you started here, though, didn't you?
I did, about 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, you were saying in the break that I brought you up for the first time you ever bombed.
Yes. You introduced me to the true nature of comedy. And
which is the Winston's lightning round following Sacrilegious Dave.
Right.
Nice.
And that wasn't your first time doing comedy, though, was it?
It was my third.
Mm-hmm.
Third time.
But the worst. That was the worst.
Up until that point, that had been the worst. Yeah.
Was there anyone there?
I pride myself on that.
Yeah, that was the worst part, was that it was actually pretty full.
Do you remember what your joke was?
Yeah, not specifically. It was like a really ill-advised joke to begin with that hadn't really been structured properly either. It was just like some joke about how girls love money, which is just like not that tasteful and not something that I would say now.
In the lightning round, you don't have a chance to like build any likability. So
one
joke
yeah.
for 1 minute and you just go straight up and go, women like money.
Yeah, basically exactly that. And then dead silence, nothing. Because no one even knew that it was a punchline. As far as they knew, I just came up and just said two misogynistic sentences into the microphone and then stared at them.
You're right.
Dead silence, and then I got really mad that they were not laughing, and I stormed off stage. So this is the only time I've ever done that in my life.
So then you just moved after that?
Yeah,
I'm going to San Fran.
See you guys.
Wow.
Why did you move to San Francisco?
First, I moved to L.A.
So okay.
I had been doing open mics here for 6 months. And obviously, after 6 months of open mics,
you're ready to
move to L.A.
Totally.
So I moved.
So you moved to L.A. for comedy?
Moved to L.A. for comedy.
Okay.
Was there for 5 months, and then moved to San Francisco after being humbled properly.
So you felt like a big shot when you were in San Diego?
I think I was just kind of restless and wanted to move. Honestly.
Okay. Where were you hitting up when you were in L.A.?
All the hottest shows, Tribal Cafe, sick open mic, half slam poetry, half comedy in a cafe. That was pretty dope. There was the basement of a hotel that I would go to occasionally. Silver Lake Lounge, one of my most terrific bombs ever. I would do that open mic.
Not as bad as Winston's, though.
Worse than Winston.
Oh,
yeah. Nice.
Was it more woman-hating at that show, too?
No. Less. I learned my lesson.
But it was a longer set.
It was.
You did more than a minute on that one.
That set was interesting because I had been in Alaska for 3 months.
Well, you travel a lot.
Doing comedy?
No, I worked as a fly fishing guide.
Fly fishing guide?
Mm-hmm. On Kodiak Island. So I'd been in the howling wilds of Alaska, and I came back, and the first mic I did was Silver Lake Lounge, which is one of the hardest mics in the universe anyway.
Okay.
And just ate shit for 5 minutes.
Mostly fly fishing material, or?
I have some.
You do have some.
I do have a bit.
Do you have some of those pants that they wear when they...
I have the pants, yeah.
What are those called?
Waders.
Waders, nice. And you have no reason to have them out here? Do you ever wear them just for... Did you wear them yesterday for Halloween?
No, I could have. Should have.
What did you go as for Halloween?
I didn't.
No?
No.
You had the fly fishing costume.
I had it, and I didn't... I had it in my grasp.
Jeff didn't dress up either. No. Were you going to... Did you have something in mind?
I went as an alcoholic, and I nailed it.
Totally nailed it.
I was an hour late for work today.
You were?
Yeah.
That doesn't happen with you.
No, I just didn't hear my alarm.
So. Oh, well, that's not... That's the alarm, because you keep your...
Yeah, I normally am good.
Yeah,
I'm
totally
a functioning alcoholic, but yeah, I was late, and I felt bad.
What did they do?
Nothing.
They send you to San Francisco?
Yeah, I got to do a fly fishing guide shift.
Yeah, how did you get into guiding people to? Is it cast farther? I mean, what do you do for fly fishing guide?
Basically, you're just a babysitter for someone
okay.
and like a coach.
How many hooks did you have to take out of people's faces?
No faces.
Yeah.
I did do an arm.
Yeah.
Once. And it was for my least favorite client that I've ever had, too.
Oh, really?
He was dicking around, and he got a hook caught in the back of his arm. And there's this trick you can use that where you take fishing line, and you can pop the hook out if you're really dexterous about it.
Uh-huh.
But you have to use a lot of force. And this guy was a total prick from Canada. He would brag about...
prick?
Like, one time he fought a black bear at a roadhouse. And it was just like talk about it all the time.
Is this
really smug.
Standard procedure in Alaska?
In Fighting. Canada, yeah. In Alaska, we're still civilized, but.
Are you from Alaska?
No. Oh. I'm from here originally.
Okay.
But he got a hook caught in the back of his arm, and then.
What happened when he fought the black bear?
He broke two ribs and lost.
He lost to the bear and lived?
Yeah, but he won because you know he was validated as a man.
Oh, I see.
Right.
Was it an actual bear? It was just a black.
It was a real bear.
Black
that they
guy
had
that was
defanged
gay.
And declawed and put in a cage.
They had defanged and declawed it,
uh-huh.
and then made them fight.
Yeah, and you paid like $50 or whatever to get in a cage and fight it.
This
wow.
is Canada or
Canada? Yeah, Alberta.
Canada's a lot more wild than I thought.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah.
So he fought a declawed, de-toothed bear, and got his ass kicked.
Yeah.
And then told you about it.
Yeah, told everybody about it.
Is there no PETA in Canada?
Yeah.
I guess not.
Protection.
Not in Alberta.
They don't care what happens.
They have so many animals, they don't have to protect them.
Wow.
Did you do any comedy in Alaska?
No comedy.
How about Canada?
I've actually never been to Canada.
Oh, okay. There's somewhere you haven't been.
No.
So what happened when the guy hooked himself in the arm? You could have taken it out in a quick, dexterous, painless way, but
right.
you chose not to.
Somehow I managed to not use enough force the first time. So
you dug it in deeper?
No, it just it hurt a lot. It was a barbed hook, so it pulled out really severely. And
Is that how you got fired from your fly fishing guide job? That was not up to code the way you did that. And they said, get back to San Francisco.
Yeah, go do comedy.
How is the scene up there?
It's big.
Yeah. Bigger than here?
Yeah. I would say it's probably 4 times bigger.
Oh, wow.
At least. There's, in the greater Bay Area, I know there's over 1,000 comics who are regulars. In San Francisco alone, I'd probably say it's more like 300, 400.
Okay.
That are just around always.
But is there as many clubs? I mean,
there's twice as many here as there are there. So
really?
In San Francisco, there's only 2 clubs. There's Cobb's and the Punchline.
Mm-hmm. And then there's bar shows or something?
Yeah. It's all like bars and
what's
cafes
the Purple Onion? Is that a bar?
That was a designated comedy club that shut down. But I take it back. There's 3 clubs. So Purple Onion shut down for a while and then reopened under a new name.
Okay.
Doc's Lab. It's a John Steinbeck-themed comedy club.
Who's John Steinbeck?
The author, John Steinbeck.
A writer.
He wrote Grapes of Wrath, Cannery Row.
I'm pretty dumb. I don't know.
That's okay. you know, like Hemingway?
I've heard of him.
Okay. He's like a contemporary of Hemingway. He's okay. One of the great American novelists assigned in high school English classes everywhere. So they named the comedy club after one of the characters in a Steinbeck book.
Okay.
And I haven't been there since it opened, but it seems pretty cool. But yeah, the club action is not the same as it is down here. It takes forever to get stage time up there. The punchline, you have to wait at least 6 months to get your first.
Yeah, don't they give you like a ticket?
Yeah, they give you a punch card like you were buying sandwiches.
Yeah.
And you just wait at the back of the room for 6 months and then eventually you might get on.
Did you do that?
No, I showed up before they implemented that policy, but I still had to wait like a year before I got my first spot. And then you have to wait 3 months in between your spots. And then you're eligible for this long, complicated auditioning process. And then after you jump through all those hoops, you get passed.
Did you get in over there? Were you passed over there?
No, I didn't before I moved.
Okay.
I think I did like 4 shows at the Punchline, but I never got the audition and never got passed. It's just really tough. And I think there's good reasons for why they do that, but it's just so much easier down here.
Yeah.
So now that you started working at the Comedy Store, are you officially passed at the Comedy Store or not?
I don't know if the terminology applies.
Okay.
No.
He's not?
No.
That seems unfair.
Well, that's just how it is.
So wait, he can't call in for Wednesday, Thursday, Sunday spots even though he works there?
No, he can. Yeah.
Okay.
But if he quit, then he can't.
Oh, that's right. The difference?
Yeah.
Okay. I see.
Yeah, they're not going to call me up to have me meddle for someone on a weekend, you know. Mm-hmm. I think that's what being passed is.
I don't know about
that. Being passed, I mean, down here is just getting the weekend.
Yeah.
I mean, getting the Sunday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Yeah.
Like, the weekend spots are just completely controlled from L.A. Like, it's no local people ever. Unless you're working and you get to open that spot.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, no.
Yeah.
So.
They make you go up to the Hollywood Store and stand in the back of that room for 6 months. And then maybe they send you down.
Make sure you bring a card.
If you're good enough.
Yeah.
Well, so how do you like it at the store? I mean, you've been working there for how long? You've just started. Brand spanking.
About a week.
Okay.
To be honest, the job is tedious and stressful, but...
have you worked a weekend yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who's your least favorite employee?
How do you think of the other two new guys? Have you worked with them yet?
Yeah, they're great.
Okay.
Yeah, good dudes. Both very funny.
Yeah, I'd bond with them because they'll be around for a little bit.
How lazy is Damien?
Damien? I like Damien.
Oh, yeah.
Has he ever fallen asleep while hosting a show?
I don't. I've not observed any of this behavior from him.
I don't think
Damien doesn't do shit.
He doesn't?
No. It's funny.
I don't blame him.
He just stands there.
My favorite would be Albert, because Albert could hide in the darkness, and when he didn't want to do anything, he would just kind of turn away, and then you'd be like, where'd Albert go? And he's standing right there.
Yeah, he's at the back of the wall.
Yeah, he's just blending.
Bruce didn't let Chip work in that back corner of the room, because you literally couldn't see
him. Where the hell's Chip? He's not working. He's right there.
Yeah, he can't see him.
It's very dark in there.
Yeah, it's a dark room, but they have the new curtain, so that's a nice little touch.
I like the curtain.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's a good curtain.
So.
All right, well, we've got to take a break now, but.
We got about 30 seconds.
Oh, okay. Well, let's talk about Witch sandwiches then. Have you been to Witch? Do they have that in Alaska or San Francisco?
Certainly not Alaska.
What other exotic places have you lived?
I lived in Olympia, Washington for college.
Okay.
What college is there?
The Evergreen State College.
It's a Steinbeck-themed college. I don't know if you've heard of it.
Well, we got more with Matt Louvre coming back. You're listening to WSRadio.com, the worldwide leader in Internet talk. Be back in 3 minutes. Bye.
Talk to me. WSRadio.com.
Welcome to Comics Talk Comedy with your hosts, Jeffrey Bilodeau and Jesse Egan.
All right, it is the third segment here.
Trey.
So what was your first show out here? I mean, the first time you got on stage.
Comedy Palace.
Okay.
I got on very last. It was kind of a neat story. So, the sign-up is online.
Mm-hmm.
I found out about it 5 minutes before the sign-up window closed for the next week, and then I cavaled about it, and I finally just, sacked up and did it.
Like, is it cavaled?
Yeah.
What is that?
That's
it's a John Steinbeck.
I may have missed. Yeah, it's a Steinbeck term.
That's from Steinbeck. That's one of his characters. Cavale.
Meaning like my courage faltered.
Is that a Jewish word?
I don't know.
Jeff likes to pretend he's Jewish sometimes, so it might help him if you knew what kavel was. We don't know the origin on that.
Is
it like kvetch?
Kavel. We could.
You didn't make that up. That's a real thing.
It's a real word. I may have misused it.
Okay, though. We'll look up in the break. I just wanted to know what the, you know. So you were kvetch.
So I signed up with like 1 minute left, right under the gun. I ended up going up very last.
Okay.
That night, and I followed this guy who did a terrible Christopher Walken impression.
Mm.
Like, not even ironically. I don't remember.
Okay.
But just the worst.
Strider Dennis. It's got to be. I don't know anyone else that does that. Did he do Welcome to McDonald's rock and roll song?
I don't think so. This person may not have stuck in comedy based on his performance.
It's too bad. He probably moved to L.A. or went to Alaska to do fly fishing.
Is he wearing Elvis glasses?
No, he's just a normal-looking dude.
Okay.
So I got up after that and killed, like really killed hard, even by my current standards for killing. And then everybody in the venue came up to me afterwards, because at the end of it, I said, like, this is my first time being on a stage doing anything ever.
Uh-huh.
And every single person in the venue, or at least that's my memory, came up and, like, shook my hand, told me I was funny, to the point where after I got in my car in the parking lot, someone came up and knocked on the passenger window to, like, tell me how funny I was.
That's great.
Thank you. And then I did the store and killed at the store. And then I did Winston's and ate shit.
Knocked you back down to reality.
Right.
That's what we're there for.
And then what did you do the next time after that?
I don't remember. Probably the Palace again, I would guess.
Did you kill again?
I think I did all right. There was a long period, maybe like a 3.5-4 year period of just doing pretty all right.
That one
time.
Set at Winston's knocked him down 3 to 4 years.
Yeah, kicked me off the top of Mount Olympus.
It's hard to get back up on that hummus-filled mountain once you've been there at the Palace.
Did you tell the same jokes?
Yeah, pretty much. I had spent, I think, 3 months coming up with my first 5 minutes.
Maybe the key is that you have a bad Christopher Walken opener guy. You know, you need someone featuring for you all the time.
I should track that guy down.
Yeah, see if you can hit up Strider and see if he can open for all your shows, and then you'll be right back up on Mount
Baba
Ganoush.
Back in the high life again.
And George will love you again. You know George at the Palace, right?
Nope.
Oh, we got to get you in.
So does your family live here?
George. Yep.
Okay. Do you live with them?
Sure do.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How's that being?
Kicking ass, man.
Yeah.
Well, they're cool, so.
Yeah.
They're cool.
That much.
Cool white parents thought this.
And they're okay with you living with them?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have a day
job? I think so.
Do you have a day job?
Comedy store. I do the comedy.
So no.
I write. I do freelance blog writing for people.
What kind of stuff do you write?
I write for a tent website. pitch my tent.net.
Is that
not
a porn website?
No.
pitch my tent.net.
I write for Eureka Tents. I'm a blogger.
What kind of stuff do you write? Like, do you go out camping and test the stuff and then write about it?
I really don't have another job. I'm just trying to not sound like I only work at the comedy store. I do write for these people, but I've written one blog post about birds.
Do you get paid?
I got paid for that.
What do you get to write about tents?
They give me stuff to write about, and I research it.
Oh, one time they gave you something.
One time. No,
and it was
I got
the protective nature of the tent against birds, or what? How was it bird-related?
It was the blog itself has a more general nature purview than just tents.
They're
a forward-thinking, progressive tent blog, kind of a holistic approach to tents.
What the hell does that mean?
You are the smartest guest I think we've had on.
I think so.
the guy who lives with his parents and writes about birds.
Yeah.
Is the smartest,
like, a borderline
guy.
Genius.
What's your favorite? Yeah. What's your favorite bird? Now that you've done research,
we could get into it for real if you want.
If you're a bird expert,
my favorite
which
bird
is not going to surprise me.
My favorite bird is the white-tailed kite.
Really?
It's a bird that lives around
really
here.
Sounds really racist, by the way.
It is. It looks racist, too.
Does it?
It's all white. It looks like a seagull.
Is this why you like the bird?
Yeah, it's pure. It's a pure bird.
Aryan bird.
Yeah. It's all white. It has black wings and bright red eyes. And it's a bird of prey that no one knows exists.
It's a bird of prey?
Yeah, it's a bird of prey. They're about this big.
What does it prey on? Tents?
It eats kites.
It eats kites. Wow, how did you get into that? You had to do that research for that blog to learn about?
No, I'm actually a bird watcher.
You are a bird watcher.
Rounding out my OkCupid profile here.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are you on OkCupid?
I was, yeah.
Why'd you get off?
I haven't logged on in a long time.
Oh. Why'd you get off?
I blogged for them.
It was just, I was such a runaway success that OkCupid thought that I was kind of spoiling the punch bowl by just, taking up too many of the girls.
Did you clean up on that? You were picking up birds left and right?
Yeah,
and then,
yeah, okay. picking up kites.
So what is the deal with bird watching? So when you watch birds, you have special binoculars for this?
They're called binoculars.
Okay.
And
okay.
You look
and where do you go? Is there a bird...
sanctuary.
Yeah.
Is
that right?
Yeah.
You don't go to just the zoo and look at them?
No, I have looked at birds at the zoo.
I have too.
Believe it or not, San Diego is one of the birdwatching capitals of the country.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Is it important if you find a mate that they also enjoy birdwatching?
Yeah, because we're going to build a nest together.
Oh, they'll play on words.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Little nest pun.
Birds of a feather.
Bird. Oh, double bird pun.
Wow.
Do you have any bird-related material?
I think I tried to write a joke about...
You ever performed at Flappers?
No, Rooster Tees, though.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know if you know that club.
I don't.
It's a Bay Area club.
That sounds good, though.
What was the question?
It was bird. Have you done any bird jokes?
I've not done any bird
jokes. I only have one, by the way. I have one, which is sometimes I wish I was a bird. Like when I get caught making sweet love to birds. I'm like, man, I wish I was a bird right now.
You don't do that joke anymore.
No, nobody likes it. That's the only
The joke's great.
I'm glad. Well, a bird lover would like it.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
it's a joke about bird loving.
I got a couple bird jokes.
You do? Yeah. No, I did one of your bird jokes last night.
Yeah.
Go to where they dwell.
Yeah.
Back to where they dwell.
Yeah.
That's my favorite.
You like
part.
That word?
I like that.
So what's your writing process?
I sit down.
Do
when
you
I'm
tweet
writing,
a lot?
I try.
That was another bird thing.
My tweeting process is a lot like my writing process. I sit down and I write as many tweets as I can in one sitting, and then use Hootsuite to time them.
What is that?
To stagger them. It's a website where you can load up tweets, and you can time release them, so you can schedule when they'll be published on your Twitter.
Oh, wow.
So you can sit down, write a big chunk of tweets, and then just put it in the system. So
I never knew. I tried that Hootsuite. I never got that deep into it where I would time my... Well, my tweets come out once every month or something, so I don't have any special.
I
got to time that.
Yeah. And in terms of writing material, when I'm writing, I will sit down for an hour every day. I will write I'll just brainstorm new leads for bits for half an hour, and then I'll spend another half an hour revising one old bit or premise.
Wow, that's very organized.
So that way you have a constant trickle of new leads, and none of your old material languishes dead and unused. You can constantly keep the
languishes.
Blood flowing. Yeah.
My entire act
cavailing
is languishing.
And languishing. And
what did you study in college?
I got a liberal arts degree. This is good. I went to a college with no majors, so I have a B.A. with no major or concentration.
You got a B.A. in B.S.
Yeah.
Basically.
How do your parents feel about that?
I'll ask them next time I'm eating dinner with them at their house.
So tonight?
They're still hoping you're going to fly the nest, right?
Yeah.
Wow. So you studied liberal arts,
mm-hmm.
and no focus there? It wasn't a
zero focus.
Okay. Then grad school?
No grad school.
Are you going to go to grad school next?
Not planning on it.
Really? If you were, what would be your focus?
I have no idea. I don't know.
Well, you have interest in nature and fishing and birds. How about zoology or, I'm just trying to help the
It's an intervention.
Just trying to give him a focus here. Well, his parents, they called me and they wanted to know what he's going to do with his life.
What do your parents do?
My dad is a writer.
Mom
teaches nursing.
Teaches nurse?
Mm-hmm. She was a nurse practitioner for 20 years at a veterans hospital and now teaches at CSU San Marcos.
Huh. So she speaks Tagalog?
Not fluently.
Okay.
No.
No? But you got to know it to teach nursing, I'm telling you. That's
Tagalog?
Filipino. How do you say it?
Tagalog.
Kvetch.
I thought it was Tagalong.
That's those cookies, I think.
I really don't. I'm really dead.
Samoans, too, are delicious.
Yeah. Did you do any... You didn't do any comedy... I mean, were you a comedy fan growing up?
Yeah. In fifth grade, I saw Dana Carvey's Critics' Choice HBO special mm-hmm. for the first time.
And is that Chopping Broccoli?
Yes, that okay. one, which I still think is one of the best specials ever.
Yeah, I agree with you.
And I was completely transfixed by Dana Carvey for
That's
like
amazing. Did you get to see him when he was just out here at the Palace recently?
No, but a friend of mine from the Bay Area is now like part of the Carvey clan. He's like ingratiated himself.
See that Irish guy that tours with them now?
No, they don't. He's just like their lackey henchman at this point. They don't really put him on stage, but
oh bummer! I didn't know the Carveys had a groupie like that. That's cool.
Yeah, they're like Wu-Tang. Yeah.
Dana Carvey ain't nothing to fuck with. That's what I hear.
Are you a fan of rap music?
I used to be, a lot.
What happened?
I realized it was just kind of a.
I bet I know his favorite rapper.
Who?
Birdman.
Up top.
Yeah.
I'm not. It's close, actually.
Maybe. Is it close?
Birdman is one of my favorites.
A little wheezy.
Wow. All right. Well, we got one more segment with Matt Luke. WSRadio.com, the World Lightning Network, the Baby Fab.
Talk to me. WSRadio.com.
Welcome to Comics Talk Comedy with your hosts, Jeffrey Bilodeau and Jesse Egan.
All right, it is the final segment.
The final segment.
So we were talking in the break about online dating. Jesse, you're trying your hand on online dating?
Yes, I joined that Plenty of Fish. I did a show the other day at the Madhouse. This comic who was funny, Jack Knight, had this joke. He said, I just joined Plenty of Fish, or as they should change the name, Plenty of Single Mother Teachers. That was funny.
A lot of single mothers.
A lot of single mothers that are teachers as well.
Yeah.
And I kind of feel bad that they have to resort to dating someone like me. I'm like, eh. But yeah, so I joined that. I know that you've been doing that for a long time.
I've been on and off for like 10 years.
Oh, is that right? What are the other ones? Match.com? You've tried the other ones?
I don't do any of the pay sites.
Oh, you strictly POF it because it's free?
Yeah.
Oh, I already paid to upgrade it, which didn't help any.
You did?
Yeah, I thought that was what you're supposed to do.
Well, how much did that cost?
I don't know. It was $40. I don't know what it cost.
You should have done like Match or one.
Why, is that better?
Yeah, I don't know what the upgrade gives you. What's the upgrade give you?
Uglier girls. That's what I'm looking for. No, yeah. So you do Match.com as well?
No, not Match. I don't really online date anymore, but when I did OkCupid and Tinder.
And Tinder. Does Tinder count as dating?
Yeah.
You've actually met girls through Tinder?
Not nearly as many as through OkCupid, but I think I met one.
You met one through Tinder?
Tinder, I have not. I didn't figure out.
Oh, I don't. Yeah, I think.
Isn't that free? Why don't you do Tinder?
Yeah, I got Tinder. That doesn't do anything.
Oh.
Only people like Josh Nelson, the CEO of Tinder, get anything out of that, as far as I can tell.
Yeah, I don't have the internet on my phone, so I don't know what the Tinder is.
Tinder is just swiping left and right based on strictly what they look like. There's absolutely no other. There's no other details. They don't give you any information about the person at all. They're like,
well, there's a little blurb, you know.
It's very little. It's one sentence. Almost nothing.
Whatever.
Yeah. Anyway, but you did. How do you like OkCupid?
That was definitely. I don't want to call it a weapon, but that was my weapon of choice.
That is a weird way of saying it.
Yeah, it's not
my dating weapon of choice.
I don't know how you meet people other than online. Like
in real life, you meet someone.
How,
you know?
Though? Like through friends? I have no friends.
Yeah, you got to talk to them when they walk around. I'm not. I don't know. I'm not good at it. What do I know?
I've had like a couple of girlfriends that I met in real life.
Uh huh. Otherwise, it's been all online dating, huh?
Yeah.
That's amazing. I've never.
You just
never
you invite that. Them to go bird watching.
Is that right?
That's all you got to do.
Did you do that on OkCupid?
No.
And then they swipe left.
Did you like OkCupid because Cupid has wings and you were like, this looks like a fat bird and I want to fuck it?
Yeah, I want to fuck birds.
That's what I thought.
Nice.
So OkCupid, it was a good weapon. And so you met a lot of girls on OkCupid.
Yeah.
Did you meet your current girlfriend? You have a current girlfriend?
I have a current. I do?
I don't know. I'm asking. Is it Asana Mott?
Not yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
So no girlfriend. So why did you get off OkCupid then? If you're
just focusing on comedy.
I'm focusing on not living with my parents.
What you have to do is go back to your old OkCupid account and revise the old stuff so that none of it languishes.
Very good.
Thank you.
Very good.
Callback.
Update the blog and maybe get some new girls. No. But you liked OkCupid. Maybe I should try that one.
Yeah, you should try it out.
Is that
you have to be super proactive though?
Meaning what?
meaning no one will ever message you.
Uh-huh.
Not you specifically, but
right.
just if you're a guy on OkCupid, you will never, ever be messaged.
Girls get like 100 messages
yeah.
a day.
Wow.
Yeah. A girl explained it to me on a date once in the best possible way, which is not only does your profile not matter, most of your photos don't matter. It's really your first photo, your profile photo, and the amount of words that are visible in their inbox without them opening the message. So, like, the first sentence of your message plus your little tiny thumbnail is really the most important thing.
Hmm. So what do you have to say in that first sentence?
Just call him a bitch.
Okay.
You know?
I got it. All right. Nailed it.
Tell him you have a lot of money.
Uh-huh.
You have a huge dick.
This is all in the first sentence.
Yeah. All, you have to come up with, like, a...
Hey, bitch, I have a huge dick and lots of money in it.
Yeah.
And then, boom. Messaged.
And the thumbnail is just a picture of a giant penis covered in money?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, girls are crazy. You know, there's one girl that I text that I've never met her.
Yeah.
But she just sends me naked pictures of her.
Just all day long?
Not all day long, but she'll just send me a picture of her vagina.
And you've still never met her?
I've never met her.
You haven't dated her at all, but she just continues to send you naked pictures of her?
Not all the time, but I have.
How long has this been going on?
Like a week.
Oh, okay.
But, like, I know it's just...
You reciprocate? You send pictures of someone, of your own wiener or someone else's?
No, I send them of Matt's wiener.
You do send them with Louvre.
It's on the Facebook group. I upload, as soon as I got into town, I uploaded the JPEG.
No, okay, but I mean, I send her a picture of my wiener.
You do?
Yeah.
You want her to have that? How do you know that that's a girl and not just some dude?
I don't give a fuck.
You don't care if it's some dude that wants your picture of your wiener and he's going to put it on the internet?
If he's sending me naked pictures of a black chick,
fair trade.
Then he deserves it?
Yeah, I'll take it.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm a disgusting human being.
Okay.
I'm probably going to be dead in 5 years. So.
Is that the plan? Is that your long-term
goal? That's
not
my plan.
That's your...
But that's my diagnosis.
That's the end game?
Yeah. That's the
way. Do you put that in that first sentence on...
I'm going to be dead.
I'll probably be dead. If you want, I'll send you my dick, but I'll probably be dead.
Yeah.
By the time you get this dick.
You won't have anything to do with it.
Hmm. Okay.
So, you liking the store?
We keep coming back to that question.
Yeah.
We only have...
Yeah.
He's only been there for a week, long enough just to get a few dick pics, and that's about it.
Yeah, that's good. So what's the worst show you... Is Winston's the worst show you ever done?
No, he's had a worse one.
The worst show was actually recently.
Oh, really?
In San Diego, I did... I hate to say anything bad about it. There was a show at a South African restaurant on Miramar Road.
Which sounds great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A cool restaurant. Really good food and good people that run it. And they don't get enough business, and I wish... Oh, it's called Cape Town on Miramar Road.
Never even heard of it.
Really good food.
Tastes like apartheid.
Yeah. So
that didn't go well.
It didn't go well. There was a stage in the corner of the room, and they, as far as I could tell, had not really advertised the show. So the people that were there did not realize there was going to be a comedy show. It's a giant place. And there were maybe five people in the audience.
Was one of them Wolf?
John
Wolfman?
Steinbeck?
No, it's not John Steinbeck. No, Gary Wolfson? Was he there? I know he's South African, right?
Yeah, he was hosting.
He was?
Yeah, nice guy.
Was that just a guess?
Yes, that was just a guess. I only know one South African, that's Gary Wolfson. Of course, he's there.
Yeah.
He hosted it.
Yeah, he did great. I got up. I followed Dan Harumi.
Okay.
Who also did okay.
Gary always brings Dan Harumi with him. That's a weird...
They're a partner.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got up and bombed worse than I've bombed, I think, ever.
Really?
And there was a moment where I looked up and I realized that literally, like, nobody, zero people in the room were even listening. I could look at the eyes of every single person in the room.
How many people
And they were all averted. There were at least 10 people not giving a fuck about me in that moment. And that was, like, the deepest loneliness I've ever felt in comedy.
Really?
That was like a true bomb.
And that just happened recently?
That was a month ago or so.
What is the best show you've ever done?
I did a show in San Francisco at this place called Dirty Tricks that used to be the Holy City Zoo, which was a comedy club in the 70s and 80s where Robin Williams and Dana Carvey and all of them would perform. And
it used to be a zoo?
Used to be. Lots of birds.
So you're stoked. You're in the aviary.
I was wearing my waders.
Did you have birds on every shoulder? You look like fucking Pet Detective, and you're like, oh, telling jokes?
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
So what made that so good?
It was a packed night, and Robin Williams showed up.
Wow.
And Robin Williams, I watched Robin Williams watch me do comedy. And then afterwards, he gave me a compliment about one of my jokes.
That's
so that was cool.
Wow, no kidding. What did he say?
He quoted the joke back to me, and then he said, oh, it was wild shit, man. Wild shit.
Cool. What was the joke? Cool. Do you remember?
My standard opener of, I hate it when guys talk about chasing pussy because that means that the pussy is fleeing from you. With more setup and detail than that, but that's the basic premise.
What's your favorite Robin Williams movie?
The
Birdcage.
Come on, he's setting you up here.
You love here. What's wrong with you? Have you seen that movie?
A long time ago, yeah.
Okay. I watched it recently. It's on Netflix.
Is it good?
It's all right. It's pretty gay, but it's all right. Well, anything else you got? You want to give away your Twitter?
At Matt Louv, MATTLOUV.
All right.
Have you ever been to the Louvre in Paris?
No, never been.
Okay, it's time to go.
Any big shows coming up?
Nope.
Anything to plug?
Nope.
Catch him at the Comedy Store, La Jolla, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, he'll be there.
Featuring Hassan Ahmad.
Hassan Ahmad with Dante Cordova. All right, WSRadio.com. We'll let you know that. Comedy Store. Bye.